The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Extra Yard on the Five Reasons Sports Network, part of 3 yards per carry, and we are brought to you by Prize Picks. Oh, we're going to talk more about Prize Picks. Just because the Dolphins season is over doesn't mean your Prize Pick season is over. We're taking you all through the playoffs, my friends. PrizePicks.com with our code FIVE for a 100% deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks truly is daily fantasy made easy. Alex Dono alongside my co-host, former Miami Dolphins running back Troy Stradford. Wow, Troy, season is over, which sucks. And it's like the most bittersweet thing. So the Dolphins 34-31 loss at the Bills on Sunday. Dolphins were so shorthanded. First quarter, it looked like the Dolphins were going to get steamrolled. And I thought before the game, I thought we were going to get steamrolled. And they end up probably should have won the game, you know, if not for some drops and some play calling miscues. So it's like, man, the Dolphins were 13.5 point dogs. They were supposed to get destroyed and they made a game of it. So I don't believe in moral victories, but I guess I can come out of that with my head held high, right?
We had two moral victories. Both of them this year were against the Buffalo Bills. Game one up there, it was like, okay, the Miami Dolphins showed that they are not worried about the cold. They could play with the Buffalo Bills, but they lost the game. And that was the first time I ever found myself saying, oh, that was a good loss. And I'm sitting there saying, Troy, what has happened to you? A good loss? And now I'm looking at this thing. We were on the same page. We thought the Buffalo Bills, because that's a talented football team, at home especially, we thought the Buffalo Bills were going to put it to the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins had to do a number of things to be in that game, and they did all of those things. And it's a shame that it came down to a miscue, a couple of miscues, some penalties, some drop balls. If they just played, you know, one inch better, they probably would have won this game. You know, what I find funny is you can actually put this game on the coaching, right?
Yeah,
because the Miami Dolphins
can't get these plays off.
You can't get the plays off in time. And the Miami Dolphins rookie quarterback, that's expected to happen once or twice in a football game where they're going to have to burn a timeout.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to, you know, stop play, and, you know, it may cost them. Hopefully it won't cost them, but this absolutely cost the Miami Dolphins. So I'm sitting here saying, okay, Coach McDaniel, you know, you have to look in the mirror, right? Because throughout the entire football season, you hold your players accountable for everything that goes right or wrong on the football field. And in this situation here, the biggest situation of the season, you fail. And I'm not going to put it all on him. I know he had a rookie quarterback. I don't know if there were communication problems. He was saying he thought he had a first time or a first down at one point in the game. They came down to coaching at the end of this ball game because the Miami Dolphins played well enough to win that game. Donald, I actually sent out a tweet prior to the game, kind of laying out what the Miami Dolphins need to do. I had turnovers. They turned over Josh Allen, right?
Two interceptions. Fumble recovery, scoop and score, Zach Sealer, gigantic.
I didn't say score, but I said they need a strip sack in there. Yeah. They got the strip sack. The Miami Dolphins had it. Waddle, unfortunately, he dropped, a couple passes. Tyreek dropped a couple passes, and that doomed the Miami Dolphins. So I agree with you. It sucks the season is over.
By the way, huge shout out and thank you to my guy Kai Chen Chisholm for the $1.99 super chat. You are a saint. You're a gentleman and a scholar. He says, we're winning a playoff game next season. Book it. They would have won a playoff game 2 days ago, I would imagine, had their starting quarterback been healthy enough to play. Skylar wasn't very good, but Troy, Skylar Thompson wasn't terrible. And you mentioned that there were some drops there. You had big drops by Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki had one that was really a nicely thrown ball by Skylar that he couldn't hold on to. So it's like, you already have a quarterback who just leaves a lot of plays on the field because he plays like a seventh round rookie at times, but a few more catches and we probably wouldn't even be talking about the miscues with getting the plays called because, a few less drops and the Dolphins might have won that game.
And that was not really a problem for the Miami Dolphins throughout the season. We weren't sitting here on the show talking about drop passes. The Miami Dolphins, they were making catches. They were making plays happen. And then all of a sudden in this big game, there was no mention of the weather, anything like that. Yeah, it was cold, but again, it's your job. You go out there, you play. But that first drop by Waddle, I just wonder how different the game would have been if he had come down with that, because that's early in the football game. You're showing the Buffalo Bills that you're here to play. You change the field position at that point because they would have been, in Buffalo's territory. Could have came out of there with 3 points. It's just unfortunate that it ended the way that it did. Now, to the guy in the chat, I absolutely believe that this is a team that should win a playoff game next year. And if I turn back the clock a couple of weeks, I said, because we were sitting there saying, okay, do we want the Dolphins to make the playoffs the way they finished, losing 5 in a row? And I said, absolutely. You want them to make it so that they get that experience. Yeah. So now all of those guys in that locker room, they got that experience and they know how close they were, right? They know how close they were. They got a bad taste in their mouth. And they're going to come back next year and say, all right, hopefully luck is on our side and everyone stays healthy. And we'll talk about Tua as this show goes on. But if those things work out, shucks, we could play with anyone. And the Miami Dolphins show throughout the season that they could play with any football team in the National Football League, in my opinion, opinion.
No, I completely agree. I also wonder, before we get to Tua's future, just on Tua's recent past and his recent present, I always wonder, Troy, if not for the fact that the Miami Dolphins are just so scrutinized over concussion stuff, right? Because every time Tua has landed on his head, the narrative has been, why are the Dolphins not taking care of this guy? What's going on? They rushed him back after, the first Buffalo game to play against Cincinnati and look what happened. And, he's been confirmed 2 concussions this year. A lot of people think he was concussed 3 times because the first one against Buffalo, they considered that one to be a neck injury and not a head injury. Well, it looked like a concussion to a lot of people watching. I wonder if the Dolphins weren't so heavily scrutinized over this, if he could have been cleared to play, because I feel like they were extra cautious with Tua through the concussion protocol over the last couple of weeks. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, because listen, I'm a Dolphin fan. but I'm also a fan of human fucking beings. And I want Tua to be able to live the rest of his life. And I don't want him to have to sacrifice his body and his health just to play a game for my enjoyment. So maybe it's a good thing that they've been erring on the side of caution. But at the same time, I can't help but wonder if not for the fact that the Dolphins seem to be scrutinized more than any other team right now with Tua and the way they've handled his concussions, if they couldn't have gotten him through the protocol.
Rightfully so. They should be scrutinized. We saw something very dangerous happen to the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, right, in Tua. And then we had another monumental injury, tragic thing happen on a football field with the Buffalo Bills. And so you knew the NFL was going to be a little more cautious, you know, dealing with this situation here. If things were different, maybe he would have played in that game. The Miami Dolphins offense, even though it was productive on Sunday, it was not the same offense that it was when Tua was out there. So I know Coach McDaniel came out and said that, you know, Tua's our guy. And the doctors, according to reports, okay, the doctors are sitting there saying that he is not more susceptible to concussions than anyone else.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't believe it either.
I don't know if I believe that. But as an organization, I'll say it again, it's more than one guy. Yeah, you can have one guy that could make the difference in your season, but it's more than one guy. There are a lot of guys on that football team who bust their asses. They do everything that Tua does and even more than what he does out there. And to kind of put all your marbles in one basket and say, all right, Tua's going to be our guy. If he goes down in week two, the NFL is going to treat it next year exactly the way they treated it this year. And they're going to be very cautious with him. So we know one thing. Forget about the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins next year, right? Who that may be. They better have a damn good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is going to be. I've been, you know, reading all of the headlines now, Brady,
but
Aaron
the, but the
Rodgers,
thing is, like you're not Jackson. Like, but you're not getting Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers here to be Tua's backup quarterback, though.
No,
if you because everybody is talking about how like, oh, we need to get an amazing backup, which Teddy Bridgewater was supposed to be that, but he's got worse injury luck than Tua does because every time they need this guy to play, he can't play either. But if you go out and get a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers, then they're coming to be the starter. And like maybe Tua stays around as a backup, maybe you trade him. But like, Tom Brady's not going to come here to be his backup.
You're exactly right. Like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they're not coming here to sit behind Tua. You know, Tua can sit behind them, but Tua has shown that he doesn't deserve to sit behind them. He is a starter. It's all about his health. So the Miami Dolphins, the guys upstairs that get paid all of that money to make these decisions, man, they got their work cut out for them. Would you, we've all said this saying before, I would love to be a fly on the wall, right? I would love to be a fly on the wall in those meetings that the guys upstairs, Chris Greer, the owner, Stephen Ross, I would love to be, and Coach McDaniel, a fly on the wall in that room to see how they're going to work themselves through this thing, because this is a very, very tricky situation.
I want to get into what Mike McDaniel said about Tua. First, though, huge thanks to Andy in Scotland, and very classy when he leaves us a super chat in pounds. That just, it looks way better than US dollars. Thank you for the $8.99 pound donation. It says you guys are a great duo. Thanks for everything this season. Fins up always. Thank you. So yeah, Mike McDaniel. Huge thanks. Mike McDaniel said about Tua. This is from a tweet from Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post. We all see Tua as the leader of this team. He's a great young player. I spent 6 months trying to convince people he's good. This is a challenging time for him. His health is of primary importance. I'd be a fool to not embrace him when he's healthy and ready to go. So listen, it is hard to argue that, but that also, like, it's not like Mike McDaniel came out and said, yeah, for sure, we don't need a plan B. Tua's our guy 2023. No, it's contingent on Tua's health. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, Troy. I mean, if Tua can get a clean bill of health and maybe he does some pro wrestling training over the summer and they teach him how to fall properly, because that's what pro wrestlers, they know how to fall without smashing their back of the head on the canvas.
Good point. You
teach this guy how to fall, because every time he falls on his back, his head is bouncing off the turf. Like, if we can teach him how to fall, and if doctors can give him a clean bill of health, then yeah, Tua he's a better option in 2023 than Tom Brady. And God, it pains me to say that, because I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. I just respect the hell out of this guy. But 2022-23 Tom Brady's just not the same as Tom Brady of even a couple of years ago. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I would have loved to have had either of those guys
I don't think Brady is the same guy, but his numbers say differently, right?
I guess, but when you throw it 66 times, though.
I know, that's ridiculous. He has thrown more passes than anyone. He has thrown for more yardage than any quarterback in a particular season. And I'm sitting there saying, did he have a lot of talent around him? Yeah, he had Evans, right?
Yeah.
But did he have what the Miami Dolphins have here? I think that is very, very intriguing for the Miami Dolphins. If there's anything that paints a gray area around Tua at any point, because, you know, Tua's not going to get another concussion in the offseason.
I hope not.
So I hope not also. No car accident like that.
Right? He's going to slip and fall on a banana peel or something.
It's very intriguing, Donald. Tom Brady is intriguing. Aaron Rodgers is intriguing. I think Lamar Jackson, that is absolutely, that is like, I can't even quantify that. But I think that Lamar Jackson is very upset with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, and I would be.
I think it was you who actually said that if he had a new contract the early part of the season, he would have been playing this past weekend.
Yeah.
I think the same way when it comes to Lamar Jackson. He's a local kid also. Again, I want to be a fly on that wall in the Miami Dolphins meeting rooms, because they got some tough decisions to make, some very, very tough decisions to make.
Well, you know, obviously we know that the Dolphins front office has been interested in Tom Brady in the past. I mean, it got them in trouble tampering, you know, trying to speak to him on that yacht. Do they kick the tires again? From a Brady point of view, he wouldn't have to move far from Tampa. His kids live in
Miami. He lives here.
Yeah. Well, what is he? So he's got, is his main residence here? Star Island, is that where he lives? Somebody was telling me.
Well, his main residence now is up there in Tampa, but
right.
From what I understand, you know, I do my daily share of gossip reading and all of that, but him and the ex-wife, they have houses like across the street from one another on Star Island. Like,
oh my God.
Come on. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just telling you what I've read.
I could believe it. Like, I know his kids live over here on this side of the state of Florida. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think he would mind taking his talents here. But then, okay, so it's like,
where's the owner from the Miami Dolphins? Where did he go to school? Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
His name is all over that campus. Well, it's on one of the buildings there. He donates so much money there.
Yeah.
Where's Tom Brady from? That's why they got caught last year or 2 years ago with the hand in the cookie jar, you know, trying to entice Tom Brady to come here and play for the Miami Dolphins. That just got blown up, and rightfully so, because they were not going about it, according to reports, the right way.
Well, everybody tampers. The difference is we had the bitter ex, Brian Flores, decided to spill the beans, right? He was like, oh, I hate these guys, so I'm going to tell you where all their bodies are buried.
Yeah. Listen, this season here, a couple of weeks ago, we sat there and said, is it a disappointing season? And I said, no, you can't say it's disappointing because you won the playoffs, right? There are so many teams that are going home. That's a disappointing season. But I look at this season that the Miami Dolphins had, and it's like a movie producer, someone who wrote a script for a movie and actually produced the movie. And we pay our money to go to the movies. I have no idea how much it costs to go to a movie.
Oh, it's probably like $50 now. I haven't been in a long time.
I wouldn't doubt that, right?
$50 a ticket now.
So you're watching this movie and it starts off, hey, this is going to be good. And then, you know, midway through or whatever, you're like, what the hell is going on? This sucks. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, now I get it. It's coming back. It's coming back. Now this is great again. And then at the end of the movie, you're sitting there walking out like, I wasted my money on that. I wasted my money on that. The season did not end the way I wanted to end. And I can only imagine how the players feel out there because they worked their tails off. They put up a good fight. Next year, the Buffalo Bills, they know when they play the Miami Dolphins, they better be ready, even though they won two out of three.
Well, and I think like what the three of those games combined were decided by like 5-6 points.
Right.
It was so close, the series.
And Buffalo unanimously like top dogs, well, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Buffalo top dogs in the AFC East, right? There's no question. They were picked to win the AFC East before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as the season went along, like you sit there and say, man, they got a lot of talent on Buffalo and they won some big games out there. It's going to be interesting to see those two teams go at it because that's going to be a dogfight as well. But yeah, the Miami Dolphins, they held their own. And I will say it again, all season long, there was not one game that you sat there. Well, no, it was two games. We sat there and said, can they beat Buffalo? Can they beat Buffalo? But there was not one team that the Miami Dolphins failed to show that they could play with for four quarters. And if they had played four quarters on Sunday, they would have won that game.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so, all right. So if, you know, if we're going to talk about this fantasy quarterback thing, like if the Dolphins were going to go out and get somebody like Brady or Rodgers, you know, talking about older quarterbacks in the twilight, they're obviously bridge guys for a year or two. So what would you do then? You get one of those guys in here, you trade Tua. Is that how you would have to go about this? And then within the next couple of years, you draft the heir apparent. Is that what you would do? And then you hope in 23 or 24 that one of these old timers can win you a Super Bowl if you feel like you're a quarterback away, or at least a quarterback who can get through 17 plus games away.
I look at it a little differently. I look at it like, okay, let's find out what's going to happen with Tua in this offseason, right?
Yeah.
And if there truly is a concern from his family, I hear him and his dad are like super close.
Yeah.
Just got married, just had a kid. There's concern in that household, right? In that family, there is concern. So what if they said, hey, let's take a year off. Let's sit back. Make sure that we're good because the Miami Dolphins are built to win now. So you couldn't bring a Tom Brady down here for 1 year. You couldn't bring an Aaron Rodgers down. You don't think they would be enticed to play with what the Miami Dolphins have here? They would be enticed to do that. Now, if Tua's all right and he's going to line up, I don't see him being the backup. Like, that's not going to work. He's not going to go for that. Now you got to do some trade. And, you know, there's been some weird trades out there that have been, you know, suggested. I liked a couple of them, but, you know, it's more about Tua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Engine right now. He's the engine.
Well, he, TH from the 203 says, are we sure Tua is the guy with health? I got a lot of doubts.
None of us have that answer.
It's like on the field when he's healthy, he's perfect for this offense. He's perfect for this offense. He's perfect with these receivers. Early on in the season, before the concussion issues came up, it was like watching a symphony. Like watching the Dolphins offense in October, it felt too good to be true. And ultimately it was. It was too good to be true. It was incredible to watch this. But at the same time, this guy hasn't gotten through a season healthy in the last 5 years, right? His last 2 years at Alabama, 3 years with the Dolphins. So at a certain point, the same way I say it about Teron Armstead, and by the way, we found out Teron Armstead had been advised to have season-ending surgery like after week one. He opted not to do it. So thank you for putting your health on the line to try and win something here, Teron. But he's injury-prone, and unfortunately, it appears Tua is injury-prone as well.
And how many times are you going to keep going, showing up at the game with that guy who is injury prone? You know, listen, there are certain guys, and it's amazing. They'll go through their entire NFL career and not get a major injury. And then there are other guys that get nicked up.
Yeah.
And you just, you never know who it's going to be. It's a violent game. It's a very physical game. And so the Miami Dolphins, I'll say it again, I want to be a fly on that wall, Donald. I want to know what the heck they're sitting there talking about. Because you got three people, really. You got the owner, Stephen Ross, right? You got Chris Greer, the GM of the team, and you got the head coach.
Yeah.
All three of them, at this moment right now, I'm willing to bet whatever I have, all three of them are not thinking the same thing. All three of them have three different thoughts. So the meetings is going to be a long lunch. It might start at brunch and go through lunch and then end up with dinner and then come back and resume the next day because I don't know how you get through this.
Stephen Ross has owned this team since 2008. He's in his 80s now, and he
getting old.
He spared no expense. Like, he has never pinched a single penny since he was the owner of this club. And that goes from trying to sign the flashiest free agents. That goes for even, you know, ultimately having to foot his own bill to renovate the stadium because he couldn't get the handouts from the county and the city. So he's invested so much time and money, and I don't think he's running out of money anytime soon, but he's running out of time. The guy wants to win. So, you know, if someone can make a case to Mr. Ross that, hey, like, you know, Tua's great and all, but maybe there's a shortcut out there in free agency to giving us the best possible opportunity to win something in 2023, he's going to be enticed by it. Like, he's not thinking about 5-10 year rebuilds now at his age. He's been on that track for the last, you know, 15 years since he owned the team. He wants to win now.
You know, most NFL owners, this is their toy. Even though they put millions and millions of dollars into that, what made them their money was their other business.
Yeah.
And they were fortunate enough to be able to buy a nice little toy, an NFL football team. Stephen Ross, like you said, 80, he's getting up there. He's not trying to buy any more new businesses, start anything over. I'm sure the family is set for life and everything. He wants a championship because that is a feeling that so many of us don't even come close to sniffing. He wants that. And in that meeting room, he has to, this team is built to win now.
Yeah.
And again, I'm like you, Donald. I sit there and I go, okay, Tua's going to play 17 games next year. Do you believe that? Most quarterbacks in the NFL don't play, healthy quarterbacks don't play 17 games.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I'm not banking on him playing 17 games next year. And if he gets dinged up early in the season, midway in the season, at the end of the season, at what point does it cost your franchise and you living your dream and all the other players living the dream? This is a very, very tricky situation.
Yeah, amen to that. You know what isn't a tricky situation? Signing up at prizepicks.com, winning yourself some money, having a great time making selections on these games. Just because the Miami Dolphins season is over doesn't mean that your prize pick season is over, because it's going to roll on through the playoffs. And even, listen, after the NFL is done, you can still make selections on NBA games, NHL games, international soccer, you name it, you got it. And I'm looking, Troy, and the way people can get involved with this, and Troy Stratford and I have been having an awesome time all season long making our picks at prizepicks.com. When you sign up, and it just takes a few minutes to register and sign up on the PrizePicks mobile app or prizepicks.com, they're going to ask you if you have a promo code. And you do. FIVE. Type in our code, FIVE. Spell it out, five. And they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. So when you're on PrizePicks, you simply select players and predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions correct, it's like parlays. You get all your predictions correct, you win real money. You can win 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, 20 times your money back for making these selections. Like, I'm looking for this weekend, Troy. This could have been the Dolphins, but going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, you have the Jacksonville Jaguars. And my God, I turned that game off when they were down 27-0. And then I start seeing people tweeting about they're coming back. They're like, what? What? They were down 27-0 to the Chargers. So we'll see if the Jaguars can continue their Cinderella run. So I'm looking at the quarterbacks for this game. You can make selections on these. Trevor Lawrence, is his over under is 245.5 passing yards. I think I'm smashing the over. Patrick Mahomes is tougher, 303.5. So Mahomes over under 303.5, or Lawrence over under 245.5.
I go over under, over with Lawrence, under with Mahomes.
Yeah.
But Mahomes, damn it, boy, it's good. That boy makes every throw, makes the throws that other people cannot make. So I'll go over, under, over with Lawrence. I mean, down 27 points.
Yeah.
I mean, shame on, what was his name? What's their quarterback's name?
Oh, Justin Herbert. That's
my guy. Yeah. Shame on him and the head coach, right?
Yeah. Staley. Oh, what awful head coach there. Awful. I will never say a bad word about Justin Herbert. At least Justin Herbert was healthy enough to play in his playoff game. How about that?
That is true. That is true. No doubt about that.
Out there blowing 27-0 leads. But at least he was healthy enough to get on the field. Oh, man. What about okay, so we have, and I know our guy Trevor in the chat, he's an Eagles fan, so he's going to be smashing the over on Jalen Hurts. These are both pretty low numbers. For Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones against Jalen Hurts. For Jones, it's only 205.5 is the over-under.
What happened to him this weekend? Like, what got it to Daniel Jones? All of a sudden, he's playing like a Pro Bowl quarterback,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts.
Against Philly?
Jalen Hurts
is tough, man.
Yeah, over-under 230.5 for Jalen Hurts. I might go over on both of them.
My recommendation is with Jalen Hurts, just combine it. His rushing yardage and his passing yardage. He's certain to get that. Daniel Jones, I don't know if that was an abbreviation, you know, a mirage that happened on Sunday, but he played his tail off. And the Giants, who did not look good, you know, coming down the stretch there, they put together a nice football game. And good for the Giants pulling that out. Good for them.
That was a good weekend of games, except I wasn't all that entertained by the Monday night game last night. But you know what's funny? Actually, I watched the Manning cast. I watched Peyton and Eli, and I don't often watch those, but I accidentally, cause I have, I don't have like the regular TV where you go like up and down on the channels. I was on, I have YouTube TV, and like the first option for the game was the Manning cast. And so like, I click on the Manning cast and I was going to be like, oh, well, let me watch the regular call. But I'm like, let me see what Peyton and Eli
are up to. Did you enjoy it?
I actually did enjoy it. I only watch the Manning cast a couple times a year because like, I can't really feel like you get into the game because they have guests on and stuff. But since that game wasn't very good, I actually enjoyed the Manning cast. I just got a little angry because at one point they had Deion Sanders on as a guest, and I'm really starting to hate that dude because he's just like trying to steal all my recruits and stuff.
So he's going to get him.
I'm watching Coach Prime. I'm like, get this loser off my TV. It's just free publicity for Coach Prime. I didn't like the fact that they booked Deion Sanders, but it was a good show. I'm actually glad for a game like that. I'm glad I was watching the Manning cast.
Deion Sanders is going to get all of your recruits. I'm telling you right now.
He's a fraud.
That man, no, he's legit.
That man can't legit. Coach.
He's legit, man. Oh, man. We will debate that, or we will we'll circle back and have this little discussion about Deion real or Deion fake.
He's fake. But let's move on. If you want to sign up at prizepicks.com or the PrizePicks mobile app, they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. You deposit $100, they're going to give you an extra $100 free with our promo code 5, FIVE. PrizePicks truly is daily fantasy made easy. Oh, so Troy, let's get through some parting comments for this one.
I have a question about the chat. They're talking about the stadium, the Dolphin Stadium. What is that all about?
Oh, well, let me give you the skinny on this because I know Trevor, I work with
what,
this
people
dude.
Think is cursed or what?
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, there's a couple things there. And this is more than just an urban legend because I've pulled up news articles on this before, Troy. Hard Rock Stadium, you know, back when it was originally built, founded, Joe Robbie Stadium, is actually built on a Native American burial ground. And that's, you know, that's a no-no. You're cursed, right? I mean, if you can't build anything on a Native American burial ground, it's cursed until the end of time. None of our teams have won championships playing on this ground, right? The Dolphins haven't won any titles since they moved to this building. The Hurricanes have unfortunately only gotten worse since they play their home games at Hard Rock Stadium. So that, I mean, maybe you don't believe in curses. I certainly do. And I think it's something worth talking about.
You don't step on the white line. You do all of that.
None of that. I haven't broken a mirror ever in my life. Don't step on the lines. I don't walk under ladders. I don't let a black cat cross my path. None of that.
So when they build hotels now, do they have floor 13?
I don't think they do. Like, did they start? I don't think they do. I mean, I think it's very rare to be in a building where you see, because always the tell is when you're in the elevator, because you know you see what it usually goes from 12 to 14. Very rarely is there a 13th floor.
But you know, then I look at this situation like this, and I say, okay, even though it wasn't the Miami Dolphins or the Miami Hurricanes, or did the Marlins win the World Series there?
They did, but I don't think it counts when it's baseball, though. It's a football stadium. I don't think baseball counts.
Oh, I can't let you off the hook on that one.
No,
that was
right.
A championship that was won there. Then there are other teams, even though they're not local, championships have been played there. Championships have been won there. People like Dan Marino went number 13, and he had an incredible career, but he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right, it's true.
You know, you gotta play through that. It's fun for, you know, fodder and chat.
No, but the other thing
I don't
is,
believe like, it though.
I saw.
Have
I
we
saw
seen it. Any ghosts? No ghosts.
Well, but ghosts don't want to be seen though. I think that's a common misconception. Is like the ghosts will do things, and you don't necessarily realize you hear that strange sound at the stadium when you're there. You don't realize that's the ghost, right? It's a good point by IMAX. The Marlins didn't actually exist yet when the stadium was built. That may have protected them somehow from the curse.
Oh my goodness.
We're getting into it.
Yeah, you can have fun with this for hours.
Well, and I saw even before the curse talk came up, I saw Trevor, T from the 203, like he said something about how like we deserve a stadium like they have in Arizona. So this dude, I work with Trevor at 560, and like he went out to Arizona this season because he's an Eagles fan. He went to the road game the Eagles played in Arizona. He hasn't stopped talking about Arizona since. Like, I'm like, dude, you should just move there. Like, if Arizona's so great, why did you ever come back? He loves Arizona. He loves Phoenix. I guess they have. I've never been there, Troy. Have you ever been to Phoenix? I've never had the pleasure.
Never. Yeah. Never had the opportunity to play there. Never been there. Never traveled. Never vacationed there. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But people have to understand that at one point when the Dolphin Stadium was built, that was the Taj Mahal of stadiums.
Right.
Time goes on. So I look at what they play out in Vegas, you know, these stadiums that they built, what the Cowboys play in.
L.A., the stadium in L.A. is crazy.
They're absolutely incredible. Like, you go, and do you watch the game, or do you have, like, a big entertainment, you know, afternoon? Like, it is just totally different. The Miami Dolphins have done a phenomenal job of refurbishing that stadium. I mean, I think it's gorgeous. It's the best grass in the league. I don't know. I don't think it's a stadium. I think it's – oh, so that's why Tua's getting hurt.
I didn't say it, but you put it into the universe now, so it must be true.
So why don't they form something where they can have an exorcist there or something like that? Or
they should.
You said Native Indians. You need to – get them together, bring them on board, and say, hey, get rid of this.
Yeah.
Get rid of this curse. We put your name on the stadium.
That's a good point. Seminoles own the Hard Rock. Yeah, we put their name on it. Yeah. Look at the body count of injury. Oh, no, FedEx Field. See, that one's – now, you want – and that's the one in Washington – if there's a Native American curse, it would have to be on them because of what their team used to be called for so many years. So that's the real curse.
Okay. I could see that. The Redskins. I could see that.
Especially in the way that they treated the legacy of Sean Taylor with that mannequin that they put up and they called it a step.
That was not good. I don't think anyone got a promotion over that one.
Oh my God. Think. Yeah. Way to be clever. It's like, hey, we can take a department store mannequin, put his jersey on it, and we're going to call this like a work of art. Awful, awful.
Yeah.
All right. So any parting comments, sir, on what you would like to see from the Miami Dolphins this offseason? You know, here's what I think is going to happen, Troy. I think Tua is going to be back. I think they're going to find a different veteran backup quarterback because you obviously, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is out of contract. You can't trust Teddy because Teddy's got just as many injury problems as Tua. Your backup's not there when you need him. So I'm thinking they get into the market for a veteran who's not really a true threat to Tua. Tua is back next year, and I'll just pray that he can play more than like 12 games next year.
What are we going to have? Joe Flacco down here next year as the backup?
Oh, no.
Something like that?
Wouldn't surprise me. Geno Smith. Well, actually, Geno Smith would be the starter here if he came down here. He was tearing it up in Seattle this year.
Yeah. Kudos to him. He had a great season.
Yeah.
How about Russell Wilson? Bring Russell Wilson down here. Because he's something different.
Yeah. not really. I mean, Miami seems like a good place for him. Like, he and Sierra would probably enjoy living down here. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of his. What about Carson Wentz, someone says in the chat? Although he seems more injured than Tua most of the time. So, again, you need to find somebody who can at least get healthy.
I have no idea what they're going to do.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know who they're going to bring down here, but I know it's not going to be Teddy. Now that Skylar Thompson got his feet wet, he's going to be a different man coming back because the leap that is made from rookie year, and I don't care what position you play, the leap made from rookie year to second year is enormous. That's probably true. Your biggest jump while you're playing in the league. Now, mentally, you get to understand the game, how important it is after your third year. But I'm just talking about, you know, when you're a rookie, you don't know how to get to the stadium early on in the season. You don't know how anything works. You're looking around, your head is spinning. So Skylar Thompson, especially now playing in a playoff game, that was so important to him. But can you trust Skylar Thompson? I don't know. Like, he wouldn't pull the trigger against the Buffalo Bills in certain situations. He had some wide receivers that were open. But a young quarterback is not going to pull that trigger. I mean, look at Lawrence in Jacksonville. He talked about how his confidence wasn't there. He wasn't pulling the trigger. But now, year two, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm taking this sucker, man. Like, come on. I'm the man. So, again, the Miami Dolphins have a major, major, major decision to have. But I would not be opposed to a one-year senior citizen plan for one of our quarterbacks.
I like it. Do you want to do this again next week, Troy? We'll talk about whatever the heck happened in the playoffs over this weekend.
Yeah, we can do it.
I love it. I love it. Troy Stradford, awesome job all season long. Huge shout out to everybody who watches the show. If you leave us comments in the live chat on YouTube, thank you so much. And if you want to listen to the show, because remember, you can get the audio version. Alfredo, Simon, and Chris are nice enough to host our show in the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast feed. So chances are you're already subscribed to 3 Yards Per Carry because it's the best Dolphins podcast out there. So if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe there, and you can catch the audio versions of all these episodes.
I just want to say, like, I haven't done media since COVID started.
Really?
And I got, when COVID started, like, I was doing the post game for the Dolphins at QAM, you know, 5 years before that. Then I was on the Finsiders. I used to have a show on 640 and all of that. And I thought I was actually done, like, doing media. And I was cool with that. I was like, I could finally be a fan now. And I got to say, when Ethan called me, thank you, Ethan, and he told me I'd be working with you, I was like, I worked with Donald before in the past at 560. And Donald, you know, we get along good. We got good flow with each other.
Yeah.
I truly enjoyed this. I can't believe how fast the season has gone by.
It's insane.
And so, yeah, man, as much as you want to do, like I told you, I'm very flexible and I'm down for anything. You know,
yeah, it's ridiculous because I think we started doing this show together week one. And here we are. We're 19 weeks through this thing now.
And it doesn't feel crazy. Like we did that many shows.
No, it feels like we did 6 or 7 shows, not 20 or 19 or whatever.
And
it was.
Thanks to all the guys in the chat that tune in and listen and stuff. And, you know, I run into people and they say, I caught the show and stuff like that. So, you know, without fan support, you know, it's nothing, right? We're just talking to each other.
That's awesome. Well, Troy did a bang up job this season. You guys all did an awesome job supporting us. So 3 Yards Per Carry podcast feed is where you get the audio. 5 Reasons Sports YouTube is where you get the video version. And, yeah, we'll talk about whatever the heck happens in the playoffs this weekend. We will talk about it next week. Another episode of The Extra Yard, part of 3 Yards Per Carry on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Man. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.